Part 1. Collision. Chapter 1. Reggie. In early June 2006, 19-year-old Reggie Shaw sat in the back seat of a Chevy Tahoe, heading north under the big cloudless Utah sky. His father, Ed, a machine shop manager, was crying quietly as he drove the white sport utility vehicle. In the passenger seat, Reggie's mother, Mary Jane, sobbed. Reggie was her little boy, her baby, at least until his little sister came along when Mary Jane was 40. Among her brood of six, Reggie was the quiet charmer, a peacemaker, sensitive with a dry wit, both athletic and awkward, honest, this time to a fault. A day earlier, Reggie had been sitting in a classroom in Provo at the Missionary Training Center. He was surrounded by eager teen Mormons, each preparing to embark on a mission, Reggie's lifelong dream. He'd recently returned from his freshman year to small Mormon college in Virginia, where he'd played basketball, and he was committed to taking the Mormon message to Winnipeg. But a secret nagged at him. He went to his president at the training center, and he confessed. He'd recently had sex with his girlfriend, Cammie. The fact that he'd previously lied about their coupling and hadn't done the spiritual work to put it behind him ruled out his participation in the mission. Most horrifying to Reggie was the knowledge that the church would soon phone his parents. Tremonton, where the Shaws lived in the northernmost part of Utah, had some of the heaviest concentration of Mormons in the state and, by extension, in the world. When someone came home early from a mission, everyone in the community knew about it, and people would suspect the reason. Even though the Shaws were well-regarded with deep roots, Reggie felt he'd marked not just himself, but his family. "It was difficult for them to drop me off, knowing I wouldn't be back for 2 years," he says, looking back. "It was much more difficult to pick me up." His dad was a quiet man, particularly if you didn't know him well, someone who ached for his children when they hurt, even if he couldn't quite express it. This was the first time Reggie could remember seeing him cry. Reggie uttered hardly a word as they wound their way through Salt Lake City on I-15 North. It was nearly 7 p.m. The sun, falling in the west to the left of the Chevy, snuck into the car at an insidious angle, causing Reggie to squint. He had a short haircut, leaving a touch of bangs in the front. His young face usually projected kindness, approachability, but now held heavy weight he had no language to express. In the distance, to the right of the car, in the east, rose the Wasatch Range of the Rocky Mountains. The imposing jagged peaks put the topography out of balance, almost tilting the land in their direction. The mountains had a gravity that helped define the state, outline it, just as they would come to define Reggie. The family continued north, passing through Salt Lake City, things and places blurring. The auto mall, McDonald's, Best Buy, the exit for the University of Utah. As they drove, Reggie thought about Cammie and wondered what would become of them and her, of him. Less than an hour later, they arrived at the two-story red brick home in Tremonton, the town where Reggie had grown up and his mom had too. Her family had raised sugar beets, cattle, hay, and corn. Lots of land, few people. Everyone still knew everyone. By 2006, there were fewer than 6,000 residents. Down the block from the Shaws lived the town's mayor. Kitty corner from the mayor lived their LDS bishop. They were all walking distance from Reggie's elementary, middle, and high schools, from the Little League field his dad had helped care for, and the recreation center where Reggie first learned to play his great passion. A few days after they returned home from the failed mission, on a Sunday, Reggie went to church. Mary Jane felt a cascade of emotions, heartbroken, embarrassed. "If you come home like that, it's almost like a disgrace," Reggie's mom says now. But he walked right back into church. He never faltered. "I was very proud of him for having the courage to do that."